The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's move to the AFC West, and if you guys will allow me, I have to crush the Denver Broncos. Like, what are they doing? They're sitting there. Everything is falling perfectly for the Denver Broncos. Justin Fields is there at number 9. He is sitting in their lap. The 49ers gave up 3 firsts and a third to move up to get their quarterback. Here's Denver sitting there, potentially could draft the best quarterback in the class when they clearly have a need. They have used 10 quarterbacks since Peyton Manning retired, and they have the second lowest total QBR in the league at 44.4. Clearly you have a need for quarterback, and I'm sorry, I don't give a shit that you traded for Teddy Two Gloves. Like, Teddy Bridgewater sucks, okay? I don't know why everybody likes the dude, because he got hurt and he came back. He's not any good. He can't play dead in a cowboy movie, all right? You have Justin Fields sitting there, and you pass on him. You whiff. And for what? Like, Patrick Surtain II could be a good player. He could be a very solid player, but he ain't a quarterback. And that's what matters, especially in that division. What the hell is Denver doing?
I really don't like the Teddy trade. I'm not a big Teddy guy. I don't think he like sucks. I think he's just mediocre. He's just fine. Like, that's part of the problem. It'd almost be better if he was worse, because then you could like bottom out and then maybe actually get a quarterback. I don't think he really moves the needle for them at all. Obviously they didn't give up much to get him, and also Carolina had to pay like a majority of the salary, so you know, it wasn't like a bad trade for them, but it just didn't really do anything for me. I mean, Sats, are you discounting the possibility that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the AFC West?
Okay, now that's a different... Now, they may know more than me in that situation, and if so, kudos to them. That would be brilliant. If they get Aaron Rodgers, obviously that's fantastic. Another thing I want to point out is they have a great offensive core in Denver. Like, that is such a sweet spot for any quarterback that lands there. Judy and Sutton and Hamler and Noah Fant. I love Noah Fant. Like, they're in a great spot, yeah, to welcome in another quarterback. So if they get Aaron Rodgers, that's incredible. And by the way, Mark Schlereth, who hosts the radio show in Denver on draft night, said that a deal is as close to done as it could get. So maybe that happens. And if they do, then more power to them. They knew more than me, and congratulations. But as it stands right now, I'm scratching my head.
Here's how I feel. I have long said, not to pat myself on the back, but I feel like I was really early.
You never do that.
Right. I feel like I was really early on the John Elway sucks at evaluating quarterbacks take. And people have only like recently come around to this. Like, people forget he wanted to pay Brock Osweiler. People forget, like, and he was bailed out by Houston in that capacity. Man, not a great show for Houston today. But I mean, he was all in on Trevor Siemian. He traded up for Paxton Lynch. I mean, there are so many sunk costs here. You know, top 10 picks are supposed to be hit. So Patrick Surtain now has to be a hit because he's a top 10 pick. But 2 years ago, they had the 10th overall pick, and they traded out of it with Pittsburgh when they jumped up to get Devin Bush, and they picked up a second-round pick in the process, and they used that second-round pick to trade up to get Drew Lock. So, like, I mean, they are just, like, you know, paying off one credit card with another. Now, like, again, I agree with you, BLG, like, the cost to get Teddy Bridgewater is minimal, but the grand scheme of it all is so massive. And it's been a long time since, you know, Peyton Manning retired. But even that was, like, not an ability to evaluate quarterbacks. Like, good job, John Elway. You took a risk on Peyton Manning. You're really good at this. And the only thing that John Elway has been good, I know he's not the general manager anymore, but that he has been good at in his you know, reign atop the Broncos franchise is drafting Von Miller with the second overall pick 10 years ago. Not a complicated decision. And using his, you know, personality to court Peyton Manning and TJ Ward and DeMarcus Ware. Like, that's it. I mean, he's good at being the legend that is John Elway. And honestly, you know, if you are upset about that, it might work again. Like, that might be what they need to land Aaron Rodgers. And if that's Stats, you mentioned a fastball a moment ago. He has one pitch. And if he, like, right now, if the fastball works, like, who gives a damn? Because it might work again. And that if it does, then they're geniuses for drafting Patrick Surtain.
Yeah, like, let's see what happens with Denver. Let's see if they get Aaron, which, by the way, if they get Aaron Rodgers and we get Rodgers, Mahomes, and Justin Herbert in that division, like, sign me up for that. Holy crap, that would be incredible. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.